Senator, the budget bill just passed. Can you talk to me about that and tell me why you voted the way you voted?
Well, we have to put this one in context. The Pennsylvania's economy is, as a result of decisions made by the previous administration, is still grinding its way through to a recovery, going in the right direction, but it's taken a while. So the governor introduced the budget back in February, which is kind of reflected that reality. Budget proposal was pretty austere. The House, though, passed a budget that was very draconian, lots of cuts, about $800 million worth of cuts. So the effort over the last couple of months has been to get the spending back to close to where the governor's original projection was, his original proposal was, and we're very close to that. Lots of good money in our job creation programs, in education. We have made some more efficiencies in how state government is running. We're merging a couple of departments, which will make them run smarter, leaner, better. And so it's a budget that goes in the right direction. Now, let's be real clear. There are a lot of issues that people are having that need a much more robust response. The political realities that exist in Harrisburg, Democratic governor, heavy majorities in the, of the Republicans in the House and the Senate kind of prevent that from happening. The thing that we also have to do in next year is, in addition to provide to respond to those realities, we've also got to look at what's going to come out of Washington. It's going to be dramatic cuts coming out of Washington. I don't know what's going to happen with the president, but his budgets will be cut in health care, will be cut in a whole bunch of other programs. Pennsylvania's got to insulate itself from, against that. I think this year's budget provides a good foundation to set us up to do the right thing next year.
Overall, how are you feeling about what was accomplished today and where we go from here?
Look, it's a step forward. It's a solid step forward. Again, we're operating in some very difficult times. And the political reality is something that we cannot ignore. We've got to respond to. It's going to be done on time, so we take the stress out of everybody. There are increased investments in the right kinds of programs.
So, Senator, this part of the budget being passed on time, what does that mean for the people of Pennsylvania?
Well, I think the people in Pennsylvania who rely and depend upon state services, a myriad of state services, can be assured that there will be no interruption in the provision of services. No paychecks will be interrupted, no contract payments will be interrupted, no services will be interrupted. Everything is going to continue to move forward. And so 2 years ago, that wasn't necessarily the case. There's a lot of unrest, a lot of unsurety. Now it's pretty secure, and I think that's a positive thing also.